This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Potty pod pod. Yeah, it's been a while since you were standing up and leaving the room before you realised.
Sorry, we've loads to be doing. We've loads to be doing, so we'll see you later.
Today. You'll enjoy today.
Yeah, do you know what? We put our heart and souls into that this morning, so just go and enjoy that, yeah?
Yeah, honestly, if you haven't listened to yesterday's, I'd listen to yesterday's actually instead.
Why?
I thought yesterday's was better.
The show?
Yeah.
Did I leave you down today a bit?
No, I just thought yesterday's was better. Yesterday's was better energy, and I also felt like we had some good tips. One about platelets and one about breasts. Do you remember?
Yeah.
That was both on yesterday's show. We are so woke.
Oh, we were so woke yesterday. Really good.
Super woke.
There was no health tips today, really, was there?
There was no health tips. Don't eat bean juice.
Yeah.
And
don't talk about bean juice when you've got a pregnant woman listening.
Yes.
We learned.
I felt like there was a woke moment today, though.
And what was the woke moment?
What was it about? I'm looking at the show prep here.
I dare you to listen through today's show, as you plan to, I hope, if you're here. And you text us and tell us what the woke moment was.
Please tell us.
I think it was something to do with the housing crisis.
Yes. That'll be Emma.
Yes.
That'll be me.
Yeah, when we were building
Not going to solve the problem, though,
yeah,
is it?
Yeah, talking about the buildings.
I have something. Oh, God. I'll tell you this. I think I've told you this before.
Thought you were in a rush.
I need to tell you this. I need to get it off my chest because I think about this at least 3 times a week, and it's my least favourite thing that I've ever said, right? Did I ever tell you the story years ago of me and Emma doing the politicians like chat?
Oh!
Did I ever tell you the
no.
story? All right. So, but I think I probably what, in 2019, 2018 or something, Emma?
I'd say it was around then.
And me and Emma got called to do this chat with like a politician, and he was like a local politician in New Ross in Wexford.
The idea was they were trying to make politics like really accessible for young people, like teenagers, like 18 year olds, whatever, and they kind of employed, or was it voluntary, I don't know, a radio station to make the whole experience cooler.
It was fucking grim,
and Dave and I had to go, and it was an experience to say.
It was such an experience. But I said the cringiest thing I've ever said. Do you remember what I said?
No.
Oh, you do. You will when I say this, and it's the worst thing ever. It's worse than, you know, that thing we make fun of me on the show, on the podcast. I wonder. Yeah.
Do you have the audio of it?
No, it wasn't recorded. Thank fuck. It was just like an MC thing me and Emma were doing, and so our job was to go around the tables of all like the young people and be like, "What would you like in your local town?" And the politician would be like, "Well, we have plans for that," and things like this.
Usual.
Yeah. And so one of the kids got, and I was such a young person, right? I hadn't a clue about politics. I hadn't a clue about politicians. I still don't really. And one of the kids goes, "We have nothing," and I go, "Well, at least you have a politician that cares." And every day since I've thought about it, it was fucking 7 years ago, and I still think about it to this day.
Paid by the government.
I honestly wasn't even paid for the thing.
That is,
I'd say the politician was there going, "I'm going to get this man to MC every single one of my fucking gigs."
I was going to keep this for the show, and I still think we should do all this on the show again. So you're getting an exclusive if we decide to do this. I've been sitting on the story for a few days, and I actually forgot to tell you both about it yesterday.
What?
So my housemate Emer, her boyfriend Cormac is a golf pro, so he travels loads for work. He'd always be away, whatever, grant, that's his life. And sometimes it's like wig, you know, 50 year old men or retired men, and he has to kind of bring them around and do the trip with them and all the rest. Cormac's like very serious and very professional about his job, but really he's a messer, right? And he goes around like taking the mick out of Emer all the time, being like, "Are you all right, my little angel? How are you, my little angel?" Do you know? And she'd be like, "Shut up, Cormac." She'd be like, "Oh, my little angel, can I get you anything to eat, my little angel?"
That's
but
funny.
He always uses angel as a thing. Yeah. So he's standing waiting outside a hotel waiting for a taxi with like 50 year old men over in Turkey there a couple of weeks ago, have been doing on the courses all morning, going for pints in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And he stretches and goes, "Oh, I'm a tired little angel." Some lad just goes, "What the fuck?" Anyway, I'm just tired.
That's so funny.
He stretches up and goes, "Oh, I'm a tired little angel."
I love that.
I love it.
Let's go, go, go.
Here I go. Fully charged.
Spins fully charged.
Feels so good.
Ready or not.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are we? Thursday. This is great.
Yeah,
we flew in. I think today is the day where I do something big. I delete Facebook.
Okay. Yeah.
Reason being, right?
Yes, that's a big
I feel like I've changed over the last while because I used to be like, no, I need to keep it for Messenger. Do you know Messenger? Mm. You know the Facebook app Messenger. I need to keep it for that because I have like group chats and stuff. The group chat hasn't gone off since the 20th of February and it was me. Do you know what I mean? Being like, hey, come to my birthday. That was
before then. Or when did the last time someone not you messaging?
Okay, it was the day before. But before that, it would have been like 2024. Do you know what I mean? Right. So we hardly ever use it. We have other group chats and stuff like that. But I used to be like, oh no, I can't get rid of that. But now I'm like, if I delete Facebook, I'll get rid of all the people like who I grew up with in Drogheda, who I like never see anymore, but I love to keep up tabs with.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because I'm just like, what are you doing now? And
yeah,
you,
of course.
How many kids do you have? And things like that. So now I'm like, I don't know what to do.
It's always a funny one. I find that like, I literally log into it. I think I logged into, my sister sent me something that was a Facebook link about 2 weeks ago to look at. And I was curious to know what she'd sent me. So I did log in to view it, but I don't have the app or anything. I had to like log in on Safari. But like, I honestly logged in probably for the first time in 2 or 3 months. The notifications were nuts. Just like this random person you went to school with posted a photo.
I've just gone onto your Facebook. The last time you posted was January 2024.
What did I post back then?
Something about some other radio station. And your latest profile picture is from 2021.
Yeah, that's catfish now at this stage.
Yeah, it truly is.
What is it?
It's you in pink dress. Callum?
There is one reason why I can convince you not to leave Facebook, Dave.
Oh, why?
And it's because...
it's really going to take off soon.
Anyway, if you leave Facebook, you're never going to see those weird AI pictures again of the old people with birthday cakes where they're 114 years old and it's clearly AI.
Oh, you're dead right. Yeah. You see, this is what I was thinking. I was like, can I make a new Facebook, follow all of them pages...
and just use it just for
just
that.
Use it for just for that.
I used to always say, like, oh, I have to keep it because of all my teenage pictures and stuff. And I'm like,
oh, yeah.
I've been saying that for years.
I've never once looked at them.
Yeah, neither have I. Yeah. I'm like, will I ever be curious? Or is it just in my head that I would be? Anyway, we shall see. Post Malone, Morgan Wallen. This is I Had Some Help. You're on Spin. It's Em and Dave Hornan.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
A reminder, if you and three friends want to head to Sabrina Carpenter for free on Monday, the gig's completely sold out, as you may know. She's playing the Three Arena. Go to spin103.com to get yourself registered for your chance to win them Friday.
Unbelievable. But for now, welcome over to Business Corner here on Spin because planning permission has been granted for the tallest building in Dublin, right? It's a 25-storey apartment block. It's going to rise to 274 feet, which unfortunately is just over half the height of the 509-feet structure that was originally proposed by the developer.
Oh, really?
He wanted 509, they gave him 274, which is kind of genius.
Why are you so scared of height?
We don't want to ruin our city skyline, basically.
Okay.
We want to be able to see everything. Do you know what I mean?
But we don't have any houses.
No, we've no houses, so shut up. and don't ask questions. But yeah, I actually think this whole move is kind of genius that he wanted it to be 509, they gave him 274. Ask for something ridiculous and they'll compromise and they'll give you something what you secretly actually originally wanted.
It's kind of like when you're selling a car.
Yeah, pretty much.
Throw another $2,000 on and you look sound when you get the price and you actually
Exactly. So it's going on Northwall Quay. It's taken over the current tallest building in Dublin by a massive amount as well, which is Capital Dock over at Grand Canal Dock. It's 79 metres high.
That's remaining. They're building somewhere. They're not getting rid of that, are they?
No. They'll keep that. This is just another building. So with that, let's play a game.
What? Imagine it was like you could only have one very big building. One must go if you're getting another one.
But sorry, like, is this actually correct? Correct, because like I'm reading this going, there's no way this is correct. Because at the moment, the tallest building is Capital Dock, right, which is 79 metres high. Yeah. This new proposed building is 274 feet, which is, oh right, yeah, feet, metres, I'm with you.
Let's
do feet, because I have both for feet. All right, so Capital Dock is 259 feet, right? So the new one is going to be 274 feet, so I think that's interesting.
20 feet more.
Yeah, 20 feet more. So without further ado, let's play a game. Is it taller or shorter, right? So, is, let's say, Millennium Tower, which is the apartments that look over Grand Canal Square, they look over the red sticks.
Mm.
Is that taller or shorter than Capital Dock?
The one that's already there?
Yes.
Well, I guess it's shorter if the other one's the highest.
It is shorter. Okay. Well done, Emma Nolan. All right. Number two, is Google Docs, which is the Google building at Grand Canal Dock as well, is that taller or shorter than Millennium Tower.
Millennium Tower is big, but so is the Google building. I'm going to say that the Google building, though, is shorter than Millennium.
It's taller.
Is it?
Yeah, so the Millennium Tower is 207 feet, right? And the Google Docs building is 220 feet. So not that much in it, but about 13 feet in it. Let's go for this one. Let's go for Liberty Hall. Like, the ugliest building in all of Dublin, but I love it.
It's tall though.
Very, very tall. I thought it was tall. Yeah. Is Liberty Hall taller or shorter than Google Docs building?
Well, the way you were just talking about it, I'm going to say it's taller than Google.
No, it's shorter.
Damn it!
Liberty Hall is 195 feet, which I was actually surprised at. So say, for example, that's 59.4 metres. Do you know the Heineken building over on the Quays? That's only 42 metres.
It seems tall.
I thought that was massive.
I thought that was like a skyscraper.
But it's all actually called O'Connell House, I think.
Is that because we go past it near enough every day and you're kind of by it every day?
Yeah.
So it feels bigger.
I don't know. One George's Quay Plaza, is it taller or shorter than Liberty Hall?
George's Quay Plaza. I'm going to go shorter again.
It is shorter. Well done. You know your stuff. I like it. And the EXO building, right, which is the big blue building by the Three Arena.
That's a horrible building.
Is not great now, in fairness.
I was bitching about that to a taxi driver the other day on the way to the Three Arena. It's the state of it.
Is George's Quay Plaza taller or shorter than the EXO building?
The EXO building, I think, is taller.
The EXO building is taller. Yeah. It's the second tallest in Dublin. It's 240 feet.
I used to work up in that area and I was there when it was being built and I remember just every time I noticed it, just being like, oh no.
Every time I go to it, I'm like,
it's getting worse. Stop.
Every time I go to it, I'm like, it'll be great when it's finished. Do you know what I mean? And I was only there a couple of days ago.
I was coming over the bridge the other night over the toll and the Three Arena looked so nice. You know, all the colours are on and I was like, it's just that bloody building.
It takes
away from the Three Arena, which is meant to be a big venue.
Yeah.
And that looks like a little tiny thing beside this massive EXO building.
It's bizarre. They got rid of all the hot dog stands. All the hot dog stands used to be out there before that skyscraper.
Yeah.
Bring back the hot dog stands.
They're afraid the EXO building's going to fall down. So some honourable mentions is the Elysian in County Cork. It's the third highest building in Ireland. They're basically just apartments. Cork County Hall as well. It's the fifth tallest building with 220 feet. We also have River Point in Limerick, 58.5 metres or 192 feet. And the Gateway Hotel, or formerly known as the Crown Plaza, which I've stayed in many times in Dundalk, because that's where I went to college.
Right, okay.
And it's 190 feet high. Not massive, eh?
Yeah. So we're getting taller and taller, finally.
Yeah, finally.
Yeah,
by about 20 feet.
So that solves the problem of the crisis by 0.1%?
Yeah, 0.001 perhaps? That's true.
It's Emma and Dave. Good morning.
Oh, yeah.
Just to say, it's a cold morning. We are in Ireland, as you can hear from the music. And unfortunately, it's kind of after getting a bit chillier. We want to send you to the sunshine if you'd like a week in Fuerteventura. For free, on us, flights and all the rest as well. Just message us the word golden right now, please. Just the word golden to 087-711-1038. You'll be taking that holiday off us this morning. All right, the reason for this diddly eye is Paddy's Day is coming up. And inspired by a friend, I this year am heading to the Gaeltacht across the bank holiday weekend.
And I didn't know this, that's cool.
Yeah, I discovered via her that basically there are these adults Gaeltacht experiences that you can go to, and I had no clue. There's two of them, particularly in the county of Donegal alone, and this one, Iddiscale. See, my pronunciation so bad, lads. I'm screwed, aren't I? It's happening in a couple of weeks' time. It's Friday to Monday.
Is it like Iddiscale?
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
is it?
God, I'm so out of practice. I'm going to be so terrible. But it's. I didn't actually ever go to the Gaeltacht in school.
Either did I.
Yeah. Do you feel like you ever missed out?
Yeah, I do.
Talk about
it. Like, I still am waiting to get my first shift because I never went there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But one day.
I think it kind of emulates the experience as similarly as possible, like, despite the fact that people are adults and stuff. You don't say with like a ban on tea, but you're saying in like a hostile situation.
Okay, interesting.
Every interaction that you have with people around you should be Os Gaeilge, or at least attempting to be.
I was always terrified of the concept of a ban on tea. Like, just terrified.
They always came across like a right wagon.
Do you remember that one where it's like the ad on TV where they were like, your man wanted ketchup and the banh an tea didn't have any, and she was so mean, and his parents sent him a package of ketchup, and I was like, what in the prison is going on?
So there's the Kaylees, there's the classes in the day, all the rest. But here's where I'm stressing. Not to be one to brag now, but I was very good at Irish in school. I got a B in higher level.
Oh, Rachel, really? Didn't get the A. I was very good, but that was because I cheated.
Oh, right. Yeah. Well, we'll move swiftly on from that. They have to, basically, what they do is when you arrive, they're going to assess your ability and put you into classes based on that. And if I'm down the lower level with my English boyfriend, Jack, I'm going to be absolutely disgusted with myself. So I have a lot of work to do. Basically, the Irish language one is for beginners, and they move on. If you have a couple of focal, you're in two. I'd love to get to three if I can. Now, five is advanced. I'm okay. Kind of put myself middling. The course focuses, the three one, on improving conversational fluency in everyday situations. So that's kind of what I'm hoping to get into. I'd be delighted if I got there. The other ones are for more advanced people. So,
but still, like, if you'd be excited if you got into the three, but like, you might not be able to do three. Do you know what I mean?
I'm going to study. Listen, I have a 7-prong approach. I have 2 weeks to sort this out. I'm going to start with the fact that yesterday I bought 2 new cups for the house. On one of them it said Gra, and the other it said Is Machlum Cup on Tea. So that's really good.
I love tea. Yeah. Or I like tea.
Yeah, I have them on the cups, so I think that's a really good starting point. I'm in the zone.
All okay? 6 of them words, yeah.
I'm going to get myself over to examinations.ie and I'm going to resit my Irish oral exam for my leaving cert. You know the vibe.
Is a four. Is
give me. I'm going to print off the questionnaire. I'm going to go through all the Irish Irals and see if I can understand what's going on.
Very good.
You might have seen the clip doing the rounds of young Misha, a 10-year-old Ukrainian boy, over the last few days.
I did, yeah.
He fled the war with his mother just over 2 years ago. He is in a Gaeltacht area in West Kerry at the moment. And in those 2 years, the little legend is so fluent. I've watched his interview so many times and I'm going to keep watching it. The way his dialect, everything is so brilliant. He's even on the bus kill. I mean, come on.
I was wondering.
It's a legend.
I was like, is that an ambulance in the background? What's going on?
I just keep watching that video. It's going around WhatsApp groups at the moment. He's so brilliant. And I can actually understand what he's saying as well, which is great because obviously he's speaking like about regular things like learning Irish and stuff. Then let's talk about Callum's girlfriend, Jess. Jess is on air weekend 7 to 10 here on Spin and she does her show bilingually. Uh-huh. But what I recently discovered is she's just launched, by the way, give this a follow, it's class, on Instagram and TikTok, Couple of Fuckle a Day online, where she's basically putting up like normal, like adult.
Emma just really wants Jess to like her.
Yeah, situations, and she kind of gives you examples in Irish of how to like react to certain situations in Irish, right?
If you want to be a bit of a Karen in Irish, here are 3 sentences you have to know how to say. Call Will to Vanish Store. Where is your manager? Tommy and so. I'm here to speak with the manager.
Like, that's class. Couple of Fuckle a Day, bring it on. Like, I have that now back. I would have forgotten about that. Banishtore wouldn't have even come to my mind. Dave, I'm really going to start focusing in. That random time when no one sees it coming, could be weeks, could be months, and then randomly one day you'll just get really Irish and you'll start thanking Emily for the traffic.
Yeah.
Thank yous, Osquelga. And I just think the way you really go for it with the Garvmila is beautiful.
Corner. Guramahagut, Emily.
Eva, Guramila Mahagut. Now,
Emily, Guramahagut. See? It's
bring that
good.
Back, please.
Bring it back.
I'm going to listen to a load of kneecap, lads. I'm not going to lie, at the moment, I have no idea what's going on there.
No.
So I have a lot of work to do on that. And my plan is to, between now and when I go that weekend, watch on Colleen Kuhn 3 times.
I'm pretty sure when we first started the show, you decided to learn Irish as well. It lasted a week. You didn't go to the class and then you decided to take up kickboxing.
Don't know what's going on here. Don't know what you're talking about. On Colleen Kuhn, going to watch 3 times. Once with subtitles. Second time, trying not to look at the subtitles. And 3rd time, without subtitles.
Do you know what, Emma? Stop talking about it and do it, will you? For God's sake. Do it now. Do it.
Well,
next week, you better be fluent.
I'm getting honest.
Next week.
Started. You're on Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Spin. It's Em and Dave, and I was just telling you that I'm off to the Gaeltacht in Donegal for the Irish adult language courses. I'm really excited. It's meant to be really, really good crack. And I was just telling you about my approach and my plan to pick up more Couple of Fuckle between now and then because it's completely gone. I just got a message from Lucy. Oh my God, I'm listening to the show this morning. I can't believe you're going to the Gaeltacht. I'd rather go to jail personally, but that's amazing.
Lucy, you're not well. But honestly, I'm the only reason I would is because I'd probably know more about what I'm doing in jail. I would just have no clue. I'd love to go to the Gaeltacht and actually know what to do, but I'd be like, you know, I'm an American in there.
Really?
I wouldn't have a clue, and I'd love to be. I'm going to go home and listen to all of Kneecap, and then I'll be fluent tomorrow.
Absolutely. Dave, we must talk, we must discuss. Naturally on the show, you have provided endless belly laughs, and sometimes it's because of some things in life that you just don't quite understand.
Oh, I obviously thought I was getting fired there. No. Like, you provide a lot of laughs, but now this is not time for laughing, so goodbye. What's going on?
Something really recently you said in the last couple of weeks on the show, you were saying that you and your girlfriend Pippa were doing face masks.
Yeah.
And it was late in the evening, you were ready to go to bed, and you said to Pippa, I'm not going to use the energising face mask.
Don't use the energising face mask.
It's too late, I want to be able to go to sleep.
Yeah.
And she was like, what are you talking about? And you said, I usually use my energising face masks in the morning, you know, to give me energy
day. I'd use like energising moisturiser in the morning. I'd never put it on at night.
Because Dave genuinely thought that it would give you energy. Not energise your face.
I thought it would be like a Red Bull for your skin.
Taking a Baraka.
Yeah.
Well, listen, you're after giving me another banger. And you might not know this listening. Dave is doing a really, really brilliant podcast at the moment with Fionnuala J talking about the show Severance.
I love it so much. It's called Sev Heads. It's part of Flop Culture Podcast. You can get it anywhere you get your podcast.
All right, ruthless.
Yes.
I was already plugging it.
You brought it up.
And during one of the more recent conversations that you and Fionnuala were having, you dropped something truly shocking about fortune cookies. You might not be aware of this.
Oh, yeah.
Mark has gone to some kind of Chinese restaurant and he is horsing the food into him. He's ravenous.
And they bring him two fortune cookies.
Fortune cookies are so delicious, separately.
You eat them?
Yeah. They're cookies.
I don't think you're meant to eat them.
No, you are meant to eat them.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, God, that's a lot.
Not the paper, like, but
no, obviously, but, like, I didn't know it was actually a cookie. I didn't think you were supposed to eat
them.
Oh, my
God, you've missed out on so many delicious
things.
I'm thinking
about the food wasted.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Look, I don't go to many highbrow places and give me a fortune cookie.
What do you think you're meant to do with fortune cookies, Dave?
I see, the only thing is that I'm in a room all the time with Fionnuala J, who's an incredibly smart person, and I'm like, I wouldn't be the most cleverest now, I wouldn't be the sharpest needle on the cactus, but I would never have thought you'd open a fortune cookie, read the paper and go, and eat the cookie while you read the paper. I was like, no, you're supposed to break them open. They're not for eating, they're for, like, you could eat them if you wanted, but in the same way that you can eat paper, I don't think you're meant to.
Could eat grass.
Yeah, I think you get as much nutrients from the paper in the fortune cookie as you would from the actual thing you break open. I think it's just like you break it open, read your fortune, and then that's it. You throw everything in the bin.
Mm.
I usually put it just back in the packet and just it goes in the bin. I'm like so sure this is a thing. I don't think you're supposed to eat them.
Do you not think people generally would eat their fortune cookie?
I've never seen anyone eat their fortune cookie. There's a Chinese in Drogheda, right, that when you're on a night out, you go and you get your Chinese and they give you a fortune cookie for a euro, right? And you go and you open the fortune cookie and it's just like, you know, you're about to have a Chinese. You know what I mean? And it's like, whoa, that's true. And then you'd put the cookie and the thing in the bin. Am I the only one that does that?
This is where I need your help this morning. 087-711-1038. Do you eat the fortune cookies? Okay, that's such a silly question. But do you eat your fortune cookies? Or like Dave, are you chucking that thing in the bin?
Am I just wasting food? I'm pretty sure I'm not. I don't think it's meant to be food.
Do you eat the fortune cookie?
I'm trying to think of an example. It's like, I feel like it's like if you got fortune cookies in orange peels, you take out the thing and yeah, great, it technically is food and technically you could eat it, but you're not supposed to, you just put it in the bin.
Do you eat your fortune cookie? That's all I want to know right now this morning. 087-711-1038. We will come back to this in a moment, right? Do you eat your fortune cookies? It's all because Dave basically is doing a podcast at the moment with Fionnuala J. It's a really good podcast. It's all about Severance. But I was listening to it the other day and Dave revealed this about his relationship with fortune cookies.
Fortune cookies are so delicious, separately.
You eat them?
Yeah.
They're
cookies.
I don't think you're meant to eat them.
No, you are meant to eat them.
Are you?
Yeah.
I'm still so positive. Like, I just didn't want to tell Fionnuala, no, you're wrong, because you wouldn't say that Fionnuala J, she's very smart. So you wouldn't be like, no, Fionnuala, you're wrong. But I'm so sure she's wrong. I don't think you're meant to eat them.
Let's see what people are saying this morning. All right, this in from Darianne. Derry?
Absolutely, do not eat your fortune cookie.
Oh, yes.
It's like eating a wrapper from, you know, those sweets that you get. Like, you open a box of roses, you take out a sweet, you open it, you throw away the wrapper, but you eat the sweet. With the fortune cookie, you crack it open, you read your fortune, keep that, but throw away the, whatever you call it,
the shell. Wrapper.
Okay, good morning, have a lovely day.
Yeah, I completely agree with Darian, 100%. It's like cigars. It's like you don't inhale it, you know what I mean? You just taste it. So it's like it's, you're not actually supposed to do that thing that you think you're supposed to do with it. It's just supposed to crack it open, read your thing, and then throw it out.
Okay, I don't know about this at all. Monica's standing by. Do you eat the fortune cookie, Monica?
I absolutely eat my fortune cookie every time.
Oh no, you weirdo. Why? Why are you doing that? I don't think you're supposed to do that, Monica.
No, you are.
Really? What does it taste like?
Like a... Basic
it does not taste like a cookie. Don't you dare say it tastes like a cookie.
Monica, you're dead right. Thank you very much, Belle.
Thanks, guys.
See you, Monica.
Okay, so I went to the Asian market yesterday.
I'm you very did not. About this,
yes, and I have bought fortune cookies. And I would like, first of all, to read the instructions to you on the side because they're so basic and so perfect. It says, crack the fortune cookie open. That's step one. Step two, remove the paper that the message is written on.
Yes.
Read the message only. Do not consume the paper.
Oh.
Literal smiley face emoji. Consume your fortune cookie.
No.
And then it says, optional, break into happiness. Smiley face. So I love
it. I thought when you said don't like...
It's a fortune cookie.
Oh, thank
Adam
you very
fortune
much.
Fortune cookie. Morning. Everyone have a fortune cookie.
Okay. So mine's already broken. Is that bad luck?
Oh. Give it a break, yeah.
Mine's already broken. It has the paper like sticking out already.
Oh. My fortune says... You will travel for the cause of happiness. Oh. That's nice, Callum. What's yours say? Oh, yum. So good.
It is not so good. Stop lying.
You're going to love this.
Your life will be getting too good.
Brilliant.
That sounds like a threat.
Mine's taken down a peg.
Mine says, smiley face emoji. With you is just like with the sun.
Beautiful. You are a ray of sunshine.
Eat the cookie.
I don't know how I feel about that, but let's bite into this cookie. That's not a normal cookie.
Okay, but what do you think?
That's quite nice, to be fair. I still don't think you're meant to eat these.
Well, what do they taste so good for, just to be looked at?
No, I think these are specific ones.
No, Dave.
These are made to be eaten.
You have to just accept that you're wrong on this one.
These are made to be eaten.
Please, 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 bring me to Sabrina.
Hello.
It makes me laugh every time. Sabrina Carpenter, she's coming to the 3 Arena next week. And tickets are completely sold out. So, we've nothing else to tell you. Goodbye. No, we want to get you and three mates into the gig Monday, the 3rd of March. Clear it from your schedule if you win this, because this is an unbelievable prize. We're going to put you up for two nights at the 4-star Mont Hotel on Merrion Street. We're going to give you €200 travel allowance. We're going to give you a night out on the Sunday, dinner before the gig on the Monday, and a limo ride to and from the gig to your hotel as well. How unbelievable is this prize?
So essentially, you need to be free Sunday and Monday night, because the gig's on Monday, but you'll be living it up in luxury from Sunday. It's a class prize.
Unbelievable.
It's completely free to enter as well, so get yourself over to spin1038.com, or if you want to just send us a WhatsApp, just say the word Sabrina or something. We'll send you back the link. You just have to input a few details there. As you said, it is free to enter, but there are some T's and C's. You got to be over 18. This is a Goal Out Network competition, and you have to have your entry in by 12 noon this coming Friday. It's at that point we're going to ring people back who've entered. If you get the call, similar to the cash machine, you have to answer your phone within 5 rings or you've lost out, and that's no good. And you have to answer your phone with a very particular phrase. That phrase is, please, 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 bring me to Sabrina.
Yeah, me and Emma are doing this call as well. We've been told we're not allowed to be nice in any way. We have to take that. Please, 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 bring me to Sabrina and nothing else. You can't answer the phone with hello. It needs to be, please, 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 bring me to Sabrina. If you say that phrase word for word, you're going to that gig with all of that prize as well.
Wake up in the morning. Spins fully charged.
Morning. What's the story? It's
Good
Thursday.
Morning.
Chilly one out there.
Very chilly. What is it, like 3 degrees? Rotten. Come here. You know the way we obviously get a lot of scam calls these days? A lot of scam texts
getting
as well.
A lot of Belgium calls the last few days.
Are you?
Getting them. Yeah.
Interesting. I got a text the other day. Customs charges owed on your on-post delivery. You need to pay $270 or whatever. And I was just like, okay, very clearly a scam. And you kind of get a lot of them. You just kind of don't respond. Make sure you never respond or never actually click the link. But this one is a bit weird. Some guy on Twitter, his name is Mark, he's living in America, and he got a text from a scam number as well. And the scam just says, "Hi, what's up tonight? I'm planning to cook some lamb chops and steaks. Would you like to join me?" And I'm like, as a scam. And he texted, or he tweeted this, and he said, "First scam text that's almost gotten me." And I'm very confused as to what the end game with this scam is, because some of these scams don't seem to have any end game. I get like messages all the time from like say models on Instagram who have like zero followers. Mm. Do you know what I mean? And they're always like, "Hi David, what's going on with you?" or whatever. And I just talk to them because I'm like, this will be gas. I want to see how long until they ask me for money.
Yeah.
Sometimes it could be days. And I'm like, what was the point in this?
They really do put in a lot of work. It must be so disappointing if you're in that situation as the scammer to be like, "I put so much effort into that and now he's just like blocking me."
Yeah, and now he's just like, "See ya." So I don't understand this scam. But
also, to be honest, it wouldn't have sold me. I love a bit of steak and I love an lamb chop, but not together.
That's
absolute chaotic behaviour, offering up two different types of succulent meat in the same meal.
I love the scams that like, "Hey, it's your friend, I'm here with Adele."
Yeah.
And
she's under so much pressure
and she needs money for a flight. "I'm going to pass you over to Adele. Hello, it's me."
And people are like, "Oh my God, must help
yeah,
her."
Yeah, like, "Oh my God, I love them scams." This one, I don't know where it's going.
What scares me is because our age group are pretty like versed on the whole situation now, but I'm like, I'm going to get caught out when like they get more and more lucrative and way better.
That's what I'm saying. If you text my granny asking her if she wants some lamb chops, I think she's going to take you up on the offer.
Absolutely.
No matter who you are.
She'd be mad not to. You're on Spin Morning.
Get ready. Spin
103.8's Golden Days. I feel like you slowed that down a little bit because I am actually starting to hear, get ready.
I think it's because you know what it is now.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I'm not sure.
Maybe it did slow it down a little bit.
Time to potentially send you off to the sun. Fuerteventura, 7 nights in the village, the PR and Vacancies Village in Fuerteventura. We want to send you all the thanks to Sunway, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. Who's on to play?
It's Amy. How are you? What are you up to this morning?
I'm on the way to the crash drop-off.
Oh, okay. Very good, Amy. And what are you off to work yourself, or do you have a day off, or what?
Yeah, I'm in the civil service.
You're in the civil service. So. Very, very vague. How do I ask this without asking directly what you do? Do you work in healthcare?
No, I'm in planning in the department.
Planning, okay. There's so many things that civil service like can mean.
Yeah.
And planning it was not one of them, I didn't think.
What kind of things do you plan? Parties?
I wish.
Is it planning permission and stuff?
Planning permission, yeah.
Okay, very good, Amy. I like it.
We'll break GDPR laws and keep your number just in case we ever need it.
For all the GDPR officers listening, we will absolutely not be doing that. Amy, when's the last time you were away on holidays?
I was actually only in Lisbon a few weeks ago, but nice. I was really sick over there.
Oh no, so you need another go at it. You need another chance a sun holiday. Was it warm in Lisbon?
It was okay, it wasn't too bad.
You have that lovely kind of winter sun, but it's not the same as like a summer sizzler. Sure it's not?
No, definitely not.
No, absolutely.
Alright, well Amy, let's see if we can get you to the real sun. This is Emma and Dave's Golden Ticket. Have you heard this game before?
I have, yeah.
You have? Do you know how many seconds go on the clock?
25.
And do you know how many songs and artists you need to guess?
5.
That's it. Guess the 5 songs and artists within 25 seconds. You win a golden ticket to Fuerteventura. If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist. There's no skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song. If you want to swap the song, shout the word swap. When you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. All makes sense, Amy?
Yeah.
Happy days. Where are you from?
From Dublin, living in Gorey.
Living in Gory, very nice.
Are you on the app this morning? You are?
Yeah.
Ledge, all right.
Good, I like
good
it, Amy.
Every morning.
Thank you.
All right, Amy from Dublin, living in Gory, the best of luck. Song 1 plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
You wanna guess the colour of my underwear? You wanna know what I got?
No, have a look down. Swap.
All right, let's swap it out.
All right, good call, Amy. That was Charlie XCX and Billie Eilish, and the song was called Guess.
But we've swapped it out, so all is good, Amy. It's like it's a brand new game. We're back to 25 seconds on the clock, so you don't have a thing to worry about apart from this brand new song. One blazing 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
Eminem. M&M Houdini.
Stop the clock. A1. You got that in 4 seconds.
Yeah, 21 seconds left on the clock. 4 songs to go. Good on you, Amy.
M&M and Houdini, absolutely correct. Let's go for song 2. Hopefully you know it just as well as that first one. Plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Billie Eilish, Birds of a Feather.
Stop the clock. Yes.
Amy, you got that in what, like 3.5 seconds? You have 17 seconds left on the clock and 3 songs to go. Well done.
Absolutely killing it, Amy. I like it. Let's go for song 3. Plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Ellie Goulding, yes. Hypnotized.
Yes, stop the clock, Amy. Unbelievable.
Wow. You
literally... That music making me nervous.
Sorry. Okay. Very cool. You were grand.
Yeah, cool. That's three.
You did grand.
Three in
whatever.
The bag.
Yeah, grand. Well, listen, you have 9 seconds left and 2 songs to go. 4.5 per song. Keep this up and it's yours.
Amy, who's in the background?
It's my daughter, Heidi.
Heidi
is full of the joys of life this morning, chatting away.
Is she watching something or playing something?
No, she's actually playing with a lunchbox and a straw.
Very good.
Why bother going to Smith's? Just give him a lunchbox.
Leave him a lunchbox.
Exactly. Focus. 9 seconds between 2 songs. You got this.
And Heidi, hush up. Amy has some things to do here. She could be winning you a holiday. Here we go with song 4, Amy. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
I love you strong as a lion.
Oh.
The and you lying. Times we get
September song.
Yeah.
You win that.
Stop.
Oh, my God.
No.
I actually thought we had it there.
Oh, I had it. Oh.
Do you know who the artist is?
Oh, I can't think of the name.
That
it's
song.
It's two letters.
JP
Cooper.
JP Cooper.
Oh my God, yeah. Amy, what a player. What a player. That was absolutely unbelievable.
Hats off to you. You did so well, getting to song 4, using your swap so well, and then you were also so distracted with Heidi in the back of the car as well. You did so good.
Amy, tell me, what age is Heidi?
She was 3 on Sunday.
Okay, very good. She might not be old enough for it, but hopefully you can bring someone else. I'm going to send you out to my IMC Cinema Passes because you are a fantastic player and we really like you.
Oh great, thank you so much.
All the way to glory.
All the way to glory, yes. Right. Have a great day, Amy, so and thanks so much for playing.
Thank you. Bye.
Good luck.
Talk to you later. What an amazing player. Hats
so,
off, Amy.
So good,
that was,
man.
Just brilliant.
Fair play to her.
Look, it just goes to show they suit you or they don't suit you. You know, JP Cooper, if she had that, I reckon she would have got song 5 if she got song 3. Just saying.
Do you think it's alright? I said drive to Cinema Passes, so she have to come all the way to Dublin for that.
There might be an IMC in Gory, is there?
I don't actually know if there. What should I have sent her? Like strawberries or something?
Yeah, the Cinema Passes say either Santry, Dunleary, or the Savoy.
Oh, brilliant.
So.
Big trip to Dublin.
Up to the schmoo.
Right, here we go. Do you want to take it on tomorrow? Do you want to win a bloody holiday for free? Look how doable it is. Just message us now the word golden to 087 711 1038. Your 7 nights and your flights at Pierre and Vacances Village in Fuerteventura. It could be yours. All but thanks to Sunway.
Nice.
Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. Get in touch right now. Get on tomorrow morning and win it.
You could do it.
Golden in a WhatsApp, please.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Your number one hit music station, this is Spin with Noizu. God, I love that song. It's Summer 91 looking back on Spin.
Good morning. You may remember this time last week, I did something on the show that I just loved so much, where I ranked Phineas and Ferb songs. Phineas and Ferb's a Disney Channel show. If you don't know it, go check it out. Your life will absolutely change. This was number one.
And when I do, you're gonna be busted.
Now, I think it's safe to say that we've done this show for 2.5 years and we are genuinely, I know it may not sound it, but we genuinely sometimes put blood, sweat and tears into things, right? We genuinely try so hard to entertain you every single morning, and that was the best thing we ever did.
According to hundreds of WhatsApps that we got on the back of that, which actually made me so sad.
Just on the day, everyone's like, this is the best thing ever done on radio, because I ranked all the best 5 Phineas and Ferb songs.
People
everyone
were texting
like,
in saying radio broadcasting has peaked.
Yeah, has peaked.
I'm like, I was locked in a room for 24 hours on a live stream last year. Are you joking?
I once flew a plane on the radio, but no, this was where it was at. It was ranking the top 5 Phineas and Ferb tunes. So I thought, well, if that went so well this week, how about I do this week?
You are not ranking Hannah Montana songs, are you? Go on.
No, I'm actually not. Oh. No, that would have been clever. actually.
What are you doing? What?
I'm actually, yeah, no, I'm not ranking Hannah Montana songs.
Oh.
And I know, I understand why you would think that. No, I'm going to rank the transition sounds in a Hannah Montana episode.
Oh!
So, if you don't know, a transition sound is in between two scenes and you'll hear Miley's voice go, yeah, yeah, yeah. So, I'm going to rank them from my least favourite to my absolute favourite one. I loved Hannah Montana. If you've never seen it, it's about a girl who wanted the best of both worlds. And she was, she daylighted as a normal teenage girl and then she nighttimed as a superstar.
And all that changed was a wig.
All that changed was a blonde
wig. And all of a sudden she was anonymous. And I didn't have Disney Channel, but when I babysat my neighbour's kids on a Friday night, you may be sure when they went to bed, I was catching up on Hannah Montana. I loved it.
There you go. So in between scenes, it would like throw a shot to the beach, their beach house, and Hannah would sing or whatever. So number five, I feel like she's just miserable. It's kind of going into a sad scene. Maybe if Hannah's feeling sad or Miley's feeling a little bit sad, and it would play this. That's in fifth place, okay? Because she's just a little bit.
Also, there's a male vocal there at the beginning. I'm like, just let Miley do it.
Yeah, just let Miley do it. So yeah, that's number five. That's my least favorite. It starts to get a little bit better, like number four. Now, the reason it's so low ranked, I know you're like, that's a good one. How is it so low ranked? The reason it's so low ranked is because it's so short.
Yeah.
And you were about to get into something there that I was like, oh, that's exciting.
Like the drum and bass.
Yeah, like play that again. End.
Yeah.
And I think it should be, it should keep going.
It's a tease.
It
really
is. It's a little bit of a tease. Have a listen to number three. That's the classic. It's so, so good. It's a good vibe. You know you're going into a scene where Jackson's doing something wacky and weird. He's a crazy character. It's a crazy show. It's a fantastic transition. However, it's not in the top two. The second best transition sound in Hannah Montana is actually not what you're going to expect. It is a little bit slower. And it could be seen to be going into a sad, sad scene. Have a listen. The reason it's at number two, I know it's sad, but it's lovely.
It's lovely.
It's just so nice.
Can we play that again?
And it's quite long as well.
Oh, it's 7 seconds. Oh.
Best. It's so good. It's so, so good. That's the best sad one.
God, now I'm terrified. We're now excited. I mean, what could possibly be at number one?
Well, number one, although a little bit short, it packs a punch. And it sounds like this. And you just know it's going into a good scene.
That's gotta be number one.
What do we think? Yeah, so that is my top five transitions of Hannah Montana scenes. You may have thought, oh, he's going to do Hannah Montana songs when the theme tune played, and you would have been, you know, fair enough to think that.
Can we do that next week?
We may potentially do that next week. I didn't think of doing that because when I think of Hannah Montana, I think
of transition.
Of that.
The feedback is in this morning.
Oh, go on.
Grania has said that she is so sad that it wasn't Hannah Montana's song.
Yeah.
She's okay, don't
really
worry,
disappointed. Neve has said, I won't be able to watch Hannah Montana again. I've never noticed these transitions
before.
There you
go. How have you never noticed them? They're in between scenes.
Dave, this is absolutely the best thing I've listened to on the radio. That's from another Neve. That was beautiful, Dave, from Holly.
Just said, Dave, that was beautiful.
Yeah. Four and five should be swapped, and you know it.
Four and five?
Yeah.
Oh, I think that's
he's
a bit
dividing the nation.
Brilliant. Well, listen, next week, can we just get the songs?
Look, well, you know, if whatever comes to me, that's what I'll do. But you can be best assured I will not put blood, sweat and tears into it like I do with everything else.
And it'll be the peak of
the best thing we've ever done.
You're on spin.
It's the girly quiz. Makeup, nails and tips. How will they do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies, let's get busy.
Welcome to the Girly Quiz, and big ups to Sharday, who listens to the show, who is the new voice of the Girly Quiz opener. for the time being.
It really is awful, Sharday. It really is awful. But we love you.
Listen, I hope all is good. If, in case you're new to the show, well, welcome along. Once a week, myself and the women of Dublin and beyond, we quiz our Dave on all things girly. He's 2.5 years into this. I think it's fair to say, compared to the average bloke, he's probably much better versed than the average guy at this stage.
Well, I said, yeah, I was the average guy 2.5 years ago, but now I've been quizzed on it every single week for the last 2.5 years. I feel like I know a couple of things.
Yeah, you've learned a thing or two.
Thing
There's
or two.
No doubt about it. In order to win the week, I suppose Dave needs to get 3 questions correctly, and he does have 2 lifelines to help him along his way. One is his Simplify option. Essentially, that's a 50-50. His other is his phone of female. It's Heather this morning. How are you?
Hi, Heather.
Morning.
What are you at for today?
I'm just on the way to work.
Very good. What do you do?
Admin in a hospital.
Admin, okay. That probably won't help me out too much. Is there anything?
You never know, you could be dealing with womanly problems.
Is there anything specifically that you're good at when it comes to girly quiz knowledge? Like, are you good with beauty? Are you good with, like, I don't know, women
in
STEM?
Do you have babies?
Yeah, things like that.
I think about everything.
Okay, yeah. A bit of everything.
All right.
Let's be honest. We told you we found 50 quid in Callum's drawer in the phone of female. I was going to get that. I think Heather's probably here for the 50 quid, to be honest.
Don't know what she's talking about. She hasn't a clue that there's 50 quid. She's here to help me. Isn't that right, Heather?
Yeah.
Okay, Heather, you hang on the line, no doubt. Dave will need you. And just to say, the girly quiz, I suppose in essence, it's talking about all things girly in and out. So if you've little ears in the car, hand on the dial. We're not sure where Dave will go with any of these questions. So that's just his safety net to say, we warned you.
We did warn you.
Dave, question one on the girly quiz this week, the 27th February 2025. Some women choose to have their eyebrows microbladed rather than any other eyebrow treatments. What is microblading?
Microblading. Okay, so I have a theory as to what it is. I've seen this before in like TV shows and stuff. Mainly California.
All right.
Do you remember California?
I do.
Where I'm pretty sure when they went to get their eyebrows done, they'd use elastic bands. And they'd go over to their eyebrows and they'd make the elastic band really, really small and they'd pluck it out.
Right.
And that's what I think microblading could be. However, I don't understand why you'd put a blade in there.
Yeah.
So another thing about it makes me think, like, do they cut off the hair with the blade? Although that'd be stupid because that would take ages. So I'm going to... I don't fully know, but I'd say Heather knows. I don't have any confidence in my answers, and when I don't
50-50, you have Heather.
I'm gonna go Heather. I feel like Heather knows. From the sounds of Heather, she has wonderful eyebrows.
Okay. Morning, Heather.
Did you
hear the question? Do you know what is it again? Microblading.
Microblading. What is it?
Microblading. 30 seconds on the clock. Go, Heather.
It's a semi-permanent tattoo.
Oh crap! It's when you get your eyebrows tattooed on.
Yeah,
I know 2 people who have this. Okay, I'm kind of raging now.
Have you done it before, Heather, yourself?
Yeah, I have them done.
Do you? And how long does it last, out of interest?
About a year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And is the hair still there, or does it just look like this hair there?
Probably works around it, I'm sure.
They're kind of like fake hair.
Oh, okay. This is a really, really interesting topic. And I don't know why you'd do it, but I'm like, yeah, fair play, why not? So that's what I'm going to do. It's when you get your eyebrows tattooed.
I'll have to absolutely give it to you, yeah?
Yes.
Semi-tattooed is the answer, but you're absolutely spot on. Heather, well done, gal.
Thank you, Heather. Yay. What are you going to spend your 50 quid on, Heather?
I might go out for dinner.
Yeah, good shout. On us. Congratulations. Yeah. Have a great day.
Bye, Heather.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we crack on.
Ooh.
2 questions to go, 1 lifeline remaining. Dave, question
tough
two.
Tough question, but very good question.
Thank you.
Very good question.
I appreciate that.
Do you know what I was talking about with the elastic band?
That's called threading.
Threading.
Yeah. I shouldn't have told you. Damn it. All right.
She's too nice.
Question two on the girly quiz this week, Dave. Huggy, cuff, and plug are all types of what?
Nappies?
Just plug it into the baby.
Well, huggy.
Instead of a nappy.
Huggies. Say them again. Huggy,
cuff, and plug are all types of what?
Huggy, cuff, and plug. What the hell? Oh. Huggy, I thought was nappies. Cuff, is like your, like what you have around your wrist from your jumper, and
cover your sleeve.
Yeah, mm. And then
plug.
A plug.
What could a plug be?
I just think of the thing I'm not supposed to say on the radio. So I don't think it's that, because I don't think you'd send me into. I don't think it'd send me there.
How do you know?
Because I just know.
New year of the girly quiz.
I think we've done a lot of you know, risque things in the show. We've never gone that far.
Mm.
Plug. I'm. It's obviously so obvious. It could be cuff, huggy.
Plug.
It's always some. It's always the shape of something. It's always the shape of an eyebrow or a necklace or a jumper maybe.
Yeah, have your simplified.
Cuff. Yeah, go on, simplify it. I feel like a. I feel pathetic.
Don't feel pathetic. Callum, would you do the honors, please? that needs a lot of work. Okay, we've entered simplify mode. Dave, huggy, cuff, and plug are all types of what? A, earrings. B, bracelets.
It has to be bracelets, because I think it's like teardrop or something is like an earring, and like hoop. You know what I mean? So yeah, I'm gonna say it's bracelets.
Final answer.
Final answer.
No! They're earrings.
Stop.
Earrings. Yeah.
Go. No. Explain immediately.
Huggy, cuff, and plug. Yeah.
What's the difference? I thought, but like we did earrings before, and it was teardrops, and it was like hoops, and
there's
bigger the hoop, the bigger the, you know what
I mean? Yeah. Loads of them. Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah.
Is there more? Should I study up on earrings?
There's probably about 40 options for earrings.
Crap.
One of my favourite things there was when Dave said, "Oh, I'm pathetic," and Emma said, "Oh, no, you're not." The one who got fired would have really laid into you.
Yeah. Very true. Very true.
No, I'm here supporting you all the way. Okay, listen, we're into question three. You have no lifelines left.
It's lost.
I've lost.
Never mind.
What's the point?
Dave, we know that tampons and sanitary pads are the more traditional period products, but can you name us two more?
No.
Right. He's just giving up now. He's throwing it. He's sulking now.
Here's Sabrina sulking. Carpenter taste. It's spin. Say it again.
We know that tampons and sanitary pads are the more traditional period products, but can you name two more?
Moon cup.
Well done.
Is one. And I want to say like a panty liner. Is that, would you accept that? Because I'm pretty sure that's like goes in the thing when you're on your period. There's also
it goes in the thing when you're on your period.
Not to go back to the huggy, but nappy potentially. I think panty liner and moon cup. And do you know what? I don't care, because I've already lost.
I didn't have panty liner down, but I understand if you're in a kind
How
of...
How would you not have panty liner written down?
Because they're not robust enough to handle a proper period. But if you're, for example, if you were very nervous at a night out that maybe it wasn't completely gone, you might throw on a panty liner. So I'm going to have to give it to you, but still, unfortunately... What's this? That's not very nice.
Just to go back into, because I'm doing stats for the year now.
Yeah, I'm one under now.
Yeah, so you've won three, lost four.
This is so bad.
Average is against you now. You could have given us moon cups, menstrual discs, and the other thing that's really big at the moment, they're all in, are the period underwear.
A menstrual disc? What's that, like a frisbee?
Yeah, do you know what? It's a frisbee. That's exactly what it is. Yeah. Your chance to win your way to Sabrina Carpenter on Monday.
Bleed in it and throw it away.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
This day last week, I ranked Phineas and Ferb songs, and about a half an hour ago, I ranked the transition sounds between Hannah Montana scenes.
Mm.
All right? And the first one, the number one sounded like this. Happy with my choices.
I think you did very well. I don't think I could. I think you can stand over your decision of the countdown from 5 to 1.
And people seem to really like these ranks.
Mm. They some of the quotes were, "Radio has peaked in Ireland." I mean, Christ, we've done a lot more.
Done a lot more.
Cool. Michaela was on in the back of all this, Dave.
Oh yeah.
Once again, top tier radio on a Thursday morning.
Thank you.
I'm so glad you had number one as number one.
Yeah.
If you had it anywhere else in the ranking, I was getting ready to throw hands.
Michaela knows the transitions of Hannah Montana before they're even played.
Right, she does. Yeah.
That's bizarre.
She was willing to throw slaps at this morning.
She was
so.
Like, if it's not whoa, 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 yeah, and it's whoa, 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 and I'm going to be fuming if it's that. And don't even get me started on...
Didn't make the cut for a reason then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see. See why.
Wake up.
Spins fully charged.
Every day, we're
spinning.
Let's go.
Hello, it's Em and Dave. What's the story?
Hey, good morning. Happy Thursday to you.
So let's just talk about the dog, Seamus, for a sec.
Oh, yeah. You have a dog named Seamus? You've never mentioned him.
I have a dog named Seamus. So he's 11 or 12 weeks now at this stage.
Right.
Here's two things I've observed in the last 24 hours. One, I don't think I'll ever have a matching pair of socks again.
Oh, no.
I really don't like starting the day without matching socks. It's just a bad start to the day.
I do the same.
Every single day this week. You know, actually, I couldn't bring myself to tell you this yesterday because I knew you'd judge me. Yesterday, one was like a sports sock halfway up my leg and the other was an ankle sock.
No.
It was a really bad, bad day. And this morning...
What have we got?
We've got one anklet and one sports sock. The dog just loves socks, man. And there's places in the kitchen I'm putting washing that I'm like, there's no way in hell this tiny animal will be able to find its way up to pull that down to the ground. I don't know what he must have wings, man. I come home and I'm like, how did you get that? I left my MacBook on the kitchen table yesterday.
Oh, no.
And I came into work and I was like, he'll find a way to pee on it. I don't know how, but he will. I text him, I was like, please move my MacBook. It's actually incredible the way he does things.
So come here, what was the second thing you noticed about?
The second thing was he's going through a phase of being angry and then terrified. Oh,
he's in his emo phase.
Of his own reflection.
Oh.
So once it gets dark in the house, in the kitchen, he sees himself and he's going nuts.
Really?
And then when he barks too loud and he sees like the dog being angry, he gets scared of that dog. And runs back over with his tail between his legs. He'd be like, oh, I'm so... And then a minute later, he's like, oh, no, I'm going to kill that
That's
dog.
That's so funny.
And then he runs back over again with his tail between his legs.
What an idiot, huh?
He's a very silly boy. Beans. I like beans.
What's going on?
I love beans a lot. Beans are after getting mad expensive. Has anyone ever noticed that?
I don't buy beans. I don't eat beans.
Do you not have beans?
I don't like beans.
With your fry?
Nope.
Beans on toast?
No, I don't like them.
What?
Yeah, no. I actually, I feel like if someone put beans in front of me, I probably would eat them, but I'd never make them or I'd never order them. And if I was ordering a fry, I'd make sure there's not on them.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's the best bit in my humble opinion. And like, as in, for example, if sometimes if you're abroad or whatever and there's no beans included, I'd be like, and the beans.
Mm. Mm.
Anyway, everyone's different, I suppose.
Yeah, it's very English thing.
Life would be very boring if everyone was the same as my granny always says. Some people like beans, some people don't like beans.
That's it.
Quite all right.
I love the way that's where we're drawing the line. You know, some people, we're all different. Some people, they like the beans.
Some people not into the beans. And you know what? That's fine. Heinz, the company behind beans, obviously, and the good beans, have launched a competition for English people to create their own beans flavour.
Oh.
Now, first of all, my first issue with this is, why is it limited to Brits?
Mm.
Hello, we are fond of a bean over here
as well.
This
is one thing. Beans is a very English thing.
I don't know. I've always had beans in my life. My granny loves beans.
No, we have in our family as well, but I do think it's quite... if you ordered a full Irish, I don't think beans comes with that. But a full English...
Does it not?
Yeah, but a full English, beans do come with that.
We need to sort that out over here. Anyway, the top three winning flavours will hit shelves and the creators will win £5,000.
Lovely, wow.
And a lifetime supply of beans. There's loads of other prizes available and the competition runs all across the month. So they're looking to... again,
do you win a lifetime supply of the flavour of beans? I don't know if I'd like it because I might be taking the mick a little bit.
Yeah, true. A lot of the flavours at the moment that are the mix, to be honest, I don't personally love the idea of mixing the flavour of beans.
What's the flavour of normal beans?
So now on the shelves already, I think more so in the UK, they're probably more popular, are chilli flavoured beans, barbecue, cheesy, curry, peri peri.
Well, you're talking about baked beans, right?
Yeah, but the flavours are in the tin.
Right,
get me?
But if you just get like a Heinz thing, it's just tomato, is it? Tomato,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But look, I was thinking if I was legible, which I'm not, because I'm an Irish person, I would suggest the following flavours.
Okay.
You're going to both be horrified by me, and that's fine. I'm going to stand over this. When I make baked beans, I chop up boiled egg into it.
Oh. No, Emma, you don't.
Yes, I do. I would pour the beans on my bagel, I would chop up my boiled egg, cross it, and I would bite into both things at the same time. So I propose boiled egg bits in cans of beans.
I would explain the smell.
I was instantly yuck, but I do like toast, beans, and then a fried egg on top of said bean, and right. then you get the runny yolk into it all. But I don't... Egg and bean in can? No.
This is disgusting.
No.
Listen, chips.
Soggy. What do you mean, chips? Chips as a flavour?
Yeah, chips. The chips in the beans, right? There's nothing nicer than mixing any kind of potato with beans.
Yeah.
So chop up even a baby potato for me.
No.
You know?
Not for me.
Imagine you just pour it out and it's loads of beans and then one potato just plops out.
Oh, God. This is rotten to
You've
me
already
now.
Heard that the pork sausages one already exists.
Oh, beans in there. Put a sausage in a cup of beans.
Yeah.
Turkey sausages. Anyone ever had them?
No.
Absolutely delicious.
Life's too short to be having turkey sausages.
They are class. Are As they? In, it's not a health thing that I eat them for. It's because they're so yum. I also think that in there needs to be just one version of beans that's only the juice. Because sometimes the only thing that I want from the beans is the bean juice.
What's the worst word you can say after the word bean?
Juice.
Disgusting.
What if I flip that the other way around and it's just one big bean in a can?
Or
with no
one
juice.
Big bean. Oh, that's fun. How big can you grow a bean?
Loads of little lentils with zero sauce.
If there was an option to buy just the juice from
no,
the beans.
No, you wouldn't. What would you put it on?
My toast. Sometimes the beans are irrelevant. It's just the flavour that I'm after.
For breakfast, bean juice and toast.
Oh. Ah.
That sounds right up my street.
I'm so sorry to anyone.
Give me.
I came across a really, really cool, interesting side of TikTok the other day that I didn't even know existed. It was the Japanese Stationery Awards, right?
Oh.
This side of TikTok rates the latest and greatest stationery, like pens and Tippex and Sellotape and dispensers and you know what stationery
Please
is.
Link me that.
I will. So basically, you know the way people are always like, oh, I love stationery. I never really got that. Like, you know the way people are always like, oh, I just love before school year, before going to college, and I'm getting a load of stationery. I never really fully understood that. Like people going to Easton's and things like that. I'll go mad. Callum, I presume you were this kind of person. You just love stationery.
Folders, pens, everything.
You were the same.
I was a weapon.
I was obsessed.
See, I was the kind of person who rocked into school the first day and I'd be like, can I borrow a pen? And I'd use that pen for months.
I had bounds pens at school.
Really?
Oh, like, I was all over it. I had all the little...
you would have hated me in school.
The little softy grips for your thing.
They would 100% flush me down the toilet.
No, I would not. God, I was a tiny little loser. But I was a loser with absolutely zero stationery. Like, I had no pens or anything. I'd ask for a pen the first day and I'd bite it and they'd be like, I don't want that back. That's the crack.
Just lick it on purpose. Do you want this back now?
Yeah. Finally, I get it now. After watching these kind of like stationary videos, I'm totally into it, right? There was this pen I came across called the Jetstream Light 4-in-1 Touch Ink, right?
Wow, it sounds like a plane.
It does. It includes four different colours. It writes incredibly smooth along with a 0.5mm mechanical pencil. Don't know what that means, but I want it. So the only issue with this wonderful product is it costs €18 and the shipping is €15. So I was like, right, I can't really do that. And then I thought, well, it could be something I use a lot in work. Should I expense it?
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? Because I know Michaela Hayes, right? Michaela Hayes is on after us at 10 o'clock. She got us coffee mugs with like our faces on it. So she could have more coffee mugs to use because hers always gets stolen. And she expensed that. So I was like, I think I could expense this pen. This is something I feel I could do a lot of work with. I'd be more efficient with writing things down for the show because
you wouldn't forget things as much.
Exactly. Well, sure, I'd be good about the writing stuff down for the aforementioned smooth writing and the 0.5mm mechanical pencil, which I'm sure does something. So I'd like that. However, I don't want the smoke to be on to me too much because I realise spending nearly £30 on the company card on a pen is probably a bit insane and I'm probably getting in trouble for it. Mm. So I thought, why don't we all get something to expense?
Great.
So what I've done is I've bookmarked a couple of things for the both of you that I think you would like to that you would like to expense.
Okay.
So Emma, I've bookmarked for you a coffee mug warmer. Right? It's a little hot plate. You stick your mug on it. Keeps your coffee nice and hot throughout the day so you don't have to keep going up and down the stairs to the kitchen to get a new coffee. Thus, staying in studio more in case something goes wrong. Got to keep on top of the show. Do you know what I mean? You can't do that if you're up and down to the kitchen every 20 minutes. It's only £15.50.
I think that's absolutely fair enough. An excellent buy would really change the show and bring it to new heights.
Now, the delivery is £15.70. but don't worry about that. More expensive than my pen, so it might take the heat off me as well and the heat onto your coffee.
Perfect.
Yeah, so I'm thinking total of €31.20 for you, Emma.
Change the game around
and
here.
And a total of, I think, about €30 for me. Producer Callum, you wacky guy,
oh,
you.
So crazy.
I found you a golden lobster, right, that's lying down on its back with its claws up. And why are his claws in the air? He's holding your pen.
Oh, so it's a pen holder.
Yeah. So this one, I feel, would make Callum more respected on his path to becoming in charge of everything, right?
Yes,
people will see the golden lobster pen holder and think, one, wow, is that real gold? This man must mean business. And two, who has a pen holder? Why not just put it on the desk? This man must mean business. There, all right, it only costs £5.55 and an additional £8.47 for delivery, a total of €14.02.
That sounds phenomenal. I've been in the same job for 7.5 years. There's a reason why I haven't moved anywhere. It's because I haven't had a golden lobster
exactly.
pen holder.
Thank God.
Exactly.
Thank God.
And I know you're a big fan of Friends and he's her lobster and all that.
Yeah, sure.
Just clutching at straws here. So if those don't tickle your fancy, there are some other products I found that we could expense. A pink stapler. I thought that was quite nice because
nice.
Spin is pink, you know. Sticky notes in the shape of thought bubbles. I thought they were quite cute. A footrest that also blows air on your feet. It's only £60.
Air, I wonder. Would you like air in your
just
face?
Just in case. It's for people who take their shoes off. A mug that says Excel-ing at my job, and it's a picture of Microsoft Excel. Yeah. And finally, a desk nameplate that doesn't say your name. It says, just email me. And I thought, our big boss would love that.
Are you going to go for it with the pen?
I will bring it to the boss and see how he feels. And imagine I know the answer.
If the answer is yes, you may be sure I'm bullying to get that hot thing. You may be sure not being left out of that.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
And we're in the midst of a second at the cinema. We play you one singular second from a film and you manage to identify it time after time.
Very,
it's pretty
very
incredible.
Easy. Like I thought this time. But to be fair, it's obviously easy when I've seen the movie.
Have you seen this film more than one time?
I've probably seen it about 15 times.
Okay.
I love it so, so much. It's such a good movie. And if you know it then... You know it's so good. And you know, Emma, you should go see it if you haven't.
Okay, I'm not sure yet. I do feel like I recognise the clip, but I'm not sure.
Play that clip again.
To report to Pegasus! All right.
It just makes me laugh every time.
On 087-711-1038. Aiden's wondering if it's dodgeball. Dave?
Is it dodgeball? It is not dodgeball.
Damn. All right, the clip again.
To report to Pegasus!
Good guess, though. I kind of understand where you're coming from. This person, Nicola, says stepbrothers.
Is it Step Brothers?
Not Step
Brothers.
Okay.
I have seen Step Brothers.
And who's this? Shauna says Mr. Bean's Holiday. Now that's interesting. Because it is not Mr. Bean's Holiday. But you're very, very close.
That's that clip, Safe. What do you think it is?
That is Johnny English.
Johnny English. A famous agent, famous spy agent played by Rowan Atkinson. Let's see if you're correct.
Hey.
Oh!
What did he say?
We have to report to Pegasus!
Oh, no, sir. No.
Buff. I love that movie. It's so good. Safe, you're absolutely correct. You have just unlocked our safe and won two IMC Cinema Passes. Congratulations.
Oh, cheers. Thanks a lot.
It makes sense now because I have never seen that. Should I watch this then?
You should. Safe, what do you think? Would you recommend?
I was very impressed that I was able to figure that out before my coffee.
Well done. Very proud of
you.
Come on,
you're going to have a great day now. You know that?
Yeah, you're ready for it.
Yeah, cheers. Thanks a lot.
Have a great day.
You're off to the cinema. You can pair with
the
cinema passes heading your way as well. All right?
Good luck.
Cheers. Thank you.
Bye-bye. So what's the film about then?
It's like kind of it's like a parody version of James Bond. Like, Johnny English. He's played by Rowan Atkinson, and he's just silly and he's goofy. And like, he goes to click his pen. That's also like a gun, and he shoots the receptionist, and she like passes out or something.
Yeah.
And he has an assistant called Buff. And he kind of thinks Boff is silly, but in actual fact, Johnny is the silly one.
Oh, wow.
Now I know. It's jolly good fun.
Oh, only the viewer would have caught that one. Very smart, very smart.